This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hump day. Vinny assures us that it's going to be a nice sunny day, nice bright sunshiny day, which is fantastic. We're about to jump into the 7 o'clock trash. It's brought to you by small businesses. Even though it may be easier to shop at big name stores or with that little app on your phone, don't forget to help out your local businesses by stopping by to shop. They'll be happy to see you. I mean, as long as you have a mask on, you know, they'll be like, oh my God, please come in. So great to see you. Thank you. You know, it feels good. Sleep locally. Support your local businesses.
That's a nice sponsor. That's a nice thing.
Yeah. Nice job, Nicole. She's having to get really creative with these. Yes, what?
An experience lately where you put something in a mailbox, you know, the blue.
Uh-huh. Just the mailbox. Yeah.
Yes. And it appears lately. And look, I understand that the United States Postal Service is overworked, underfunded, and probably understaffed. But that is now, those boxes have become like some kind of blue box of mysterious arrival dates. Like, my goodness, have you not noticed how late?
I never use those.
Ever, huh?
No. Well, wow, I mean, I think I mail like 3 things a month, if that. I can't even imagine, like, you know, I don't mail things.
Wow.
What are you mailing?
A few different bills that are just paid by check. They're just,
Do you not have a mailbox? How come you don't just use your mailbox?
Because I'm not trying to confuse people into, that only makes me wonder if it'll get to the place it needs to go more than I'm already wondering. I mailed something on the 15th. It's not there yet.
Oh.
Like.
That is not good. Is it a major bill? Are they saying?
I've actually seen this. It's been, anyway, I didn't mean to sidetrack us.
I'm curious. I think that's
so you're
really
not having any trouble with the mail, and I am having a lot.
You know, you should try your home box. To be honest with you, I mean, I've never had any problem mailing. Like, you know, I'll mail stuff to.
And you put the little red chingadera
up. Put the red flag up and boom.
Wow.
Huh. I mean, don't you get mail in that box every day, don't you?
Of course I do, absolutely.
Well,
but I just feel like, you know, the guy's got a hard enough job as it is. I just, he doesn't need to be trying to, you know, what goes in and, oh, I got to bring this out. And
that is what it's for. He's got to, you know, set up for that.
Again,
try it.
You know, times are hard for the United States Postal Service. Things are taking forever to get nowhere.
I had no idea that that was like a... Yeah, I mean, I do think of like those blue boxes as being, you know, they have multiple pickups per day too, don't they?
Yes.
Like, I'm surprised to hear that there's an issue with that. But yeah, that's...
I cross town directly or for that specific reason all the time.
Well, it's not working. I say try your home box.
I see you doing that all the time, Sarah. She has like boxes next to her mailbox stacked with a little thing up. and I always wonder like... Wow, you do that, huh?
Oh yeah,
you
actually, I used to mail stuff because you know, when my Slappy store was going back when my you know, sister-in-law was in, I'd mail, you know, 10 packages a day, 10 big packages.
Packages you're leaving by the box?
Sure, yeah. Just leave them right by
you
the box.
A stack
Jesus
of packages.
Christ, dude,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
not one envelope to your agent.
I know.
That's like.
And not only that, the shipping time on those was insane. Like, I think I was paying for 2-day priority, and people would get it the next day. Like, it's your home and mailbox. Is
I have never heard
a fully
of using
functioning
that.
Mailbox.
No, I had no idea. Wow.
I take Anita to the post office all the time.
Yeah.
I drive
Why don't
her
you
there.
Just, she, I don't understand.
I don't know.
I've never heard
I just
of this.
Never have. So.
I've never heard of what you just said. That's ridiculous.
I get my mail. I know my mail person. They leave me bins. Sometimes I put the boxes in the bin that they've left me, and I help carry the packages out to the little mail truck. DeJesus. Yes. The mail. Your thoughts on the mail.
Stuff?
Your thoughts on the mail.
There's only a couple times I go to the post office or take stuff from my parents, but most of the time, yeah, you just leave it at near your.
Oh,
mailbox.
You do what Sarah does.
Yeah. Or we even have like
crying
a.
Oh,
wow. Now like she's a minion.
We even have a.
She's not a minion. No. She's just a normal person who uses the mail. You get the two of you are the
back
weirdos.
Back in Sarah. Very
no.
This
no.
is ridiculous.
We get it.
That's what your mailbox
your
is for.
You're
going to
take important stuff and
from,
leave
yes,
it on the ground.
I mail my
by
taxes.
Your mailbox.
I know, right?
My property taxes from my mailbox. I just anything I need to mail. My voting. I assume that arrives. Not that
matters.
Sarah's California's
house
not in the mix.
I'm like, hey, Sarah, you got a bunch of packages outside from whatever. And she goes, no, those are outgoing. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
I thought she received a bunch of packages, but she's actually shipping out a bunch of packages.
We even have, like, a paperclip attached to our mailbox. So if we want something to go out, we just put it under the paperclip, and then the mailman takes it. And, like, if it's, like, a letter or whatever, he
right.
takes that, or you put the box right underneath the mailbox.
Jesus. Do you not have a flag? You don't have a flag?
No, we have like a lock mailbox.
Oh, you have one of those lock boxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the mailman leaves the post office with mail and wants to drive back with none.
No,
like,
their
the
their whole job is drop off, pick
up a ton of crap. I'm
no,
not going out to get stuff. I'm going out to get rid of stuff.
No, nope.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what?
You can trust your home mailbox.
Once again, I've screwed over another segment. That took too long. I'm so
please
sorry.
Please don't worry about it. There's literally, I mean, honestly,
this
really.
This is helpful information.
I agree. And frankly, I'm way more interested in your thoughts on mailboxes than I am about, you know, which songs are the best this week. I will be interested to hear what our texters have to say on the mailbox.
I'm sure they think you're crazy.
I doubt it.
Here, I have a couple for you here.
All right, let's hear a few of these.
One of them says, people steal from residential mailboxes. That's why we use the post office.
Right.
Yeah, if they're I haven't experienced that, which I'm, you know, knock wood, I'm lucky. You know, if I lived in an apartment building, maybe I would be more, or in the city, you know, if I had a house in the city, maybe I'd be a little bit more leery of it. But, you know, I'm in the burbs. Like, it hasn't been an issue. Am I?
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Another texter said for Vinny, a great activity for the kids is to put mail in the mailbox and raise the red flag.
Yes. That takes 4 minutes out of your day. I mean, you can really.
I am looking for anything, dude. Yep. So maybe I'll start doing it just for that reason, because you're right.
Actually,
I need activities.
A good activity for your daughter involving the mailbox would be to, like, write letters to Nona. You know, sit down and write a letter and then
there's a bunch
of
different weirdness going on around the kids. One is there's a sticker club they've all joined, and it's almost like one of those weird, I don't want to call it a pyramid scheme because no one's getting rich off it. And, you know, everybody's not sinking their life savings. But it's like you send a letter to four friends and then they send a letter to four friends and each
and
person sends
stickers right?
And we'll all get a million stickers at the end. So, okay, you know, that's one of the things going on out there in the other room on any given day is stickers have arrived. Yay!
Well, that's fun, you know.
Is it?
You
know.
It's more fun than nothing. Oh, yes, that's true. I forgot that stickers are, like, I used to be mad when we go to In-N-Out and they give you that little thing of stickers and then you'd find them, like, stuck on the inside of the car.
Right,
and
Jesus, thanks.
You know,
right.
Thanks for the stickers.
Anyway.
Yeah. The mail.
The hot 100.
Trust the mail. It's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Okay. You say.
I don't. You know.
Of course you'd have boxes piled up around the thing.
Piled
have you seen,
up.
Have you
I put them
ever
up the night before.
Any. What?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anyone else in your neighborhood with boxes piled up around their mailbox?
Well, who else is running a business out of their she shack? I mean,
I got
the
one that backs
no.
Sarah here. From the 408. There's a bunch of them that say that it's kind of dangerous to put it in your personal mailbox, but this one says, Vin and Bryn, are you kidding with the mail? Of course they pick it up from your home. That's the deal. You guys are dumb. Capital D. Capital D-U-M-B. Like, damn.
I mean, did you have an experience that like put you off your personal mailbox?
Yeah, it's called the news. I read the news every day and I see that people either steal from your driveway or your front door or from your mailbox.
I can see packages being a thing, but it's, you know, it's a federal offense to steal from, open someone else's mailbox.
Oh, because people care about that. They're probably like, you know what? Federal jails are better than the local ones. I'd rather commit a federal crime.
Yeah, Postmaster General's going to be knocking at your door.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I should think on this, but I doubt I will. Okay, we're going to go for Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the world at this moment. Well, in America anyway. At number 100, J. Cole, The Climb Back.
Yeah. To the left of that decimal, I need seven figures to play the joint. Turn up your decibels, P-Pi decimator joint. Check out my projects like the workers that section 8 points. And you'll see how I feel.
Okay, like turn up for that one. We're going to jump up to number 10. This is Chris Brown and Young Thug. And this is its top rank. It's been on the charts 11 weeks. It's called Go Crazy. Go Crazy. I haven't heard from you in a minute, babe. Just tell me what to do and I get it.
All
right, boy, Chris Brown. Song called "Come and Go." Let's see, Juice WRLD and Marshmello. This is at number 9. I'm thanking God that he made you part of the plan. I guess I ain't go through all that hell for nothing. I'm always f***ing up and wrecking. It seems like I perfected it. I offer you my love, I hope you take it like some matters. Tell me ain't nobody better than me. I think that there's better than me. Hope you see the better in me. Always end up better in me. I don't want to ruin.
Oh, it's starting to get going there.
Yeah. Always come and go. I don't want to ruin this one. This type of love don't always come and go. I don't want to ruin this one. You know, last week, this was the number 2 song, Come and Go, and there were 4 or 5 Juice WRLD songs on in the top 10 last week.
Oh,
this
right.
Is the, this
the
is the only one.
Posthumously released.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
This is the only one that's still in the top 10 right now at number 9, Juice WRLD and Marshmello, Come and Go. At number, let's see, this is debuting in 8th place, DJ Khaled featuring Drake. Oh, yay, a Drake song called Grease. Here we go. We the best music. Are we?
Another one. DJ Khaled.
Come with me. Leave all of your things, yeah.
This guy.
He does have a great Geico commercial out there right now, but otherwise, I can't take it. Because he does what he just said.
DJ Khaled!
He's talking to the guy who's brushing his teeth, and he's like, "A small circle, David!" And the guy goes, "All right," and he makes it, "Another one!" And he makes another one! And they're selling me insurance. Another
funny.
One.
DJ Khaled! Oh, and then, of all things, Drake jumps in.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Hey, here's one for you. At number 7, this has been on the charts for 18 weeks, and it's peaking at number 7. It's Watermelon Sugar, our friend Harry Styles. Breathe me out. I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah.
I want to be waterboarded by watermelon sugar, please.
All right. Mm,
delicious.
Just feel like I'm drowning in it.
Okay.
I'm done.
All right, great. I just, you know, I don't want to break your flow.
No, I thank you.
Yep. I think they're in season right now.
Oh.
Okay. I feel like they are. They're everywhere.
Do they ever go out of season?
Well, summertime, you know, it's the best time to eat watermelon. That sugar.
Right.
So good.
At number six.
I love those breaks. Who's going to break the silence? I will.
Yeah. At number six, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce, Savage. Hey.
If you want to see some oh my real God, I just choked. Here's your chance. I say left cheek, right cheek, drop it low with this wine. Texas up in this thing, put you up on this game. I'll be parking my frame. Gang, 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 gang. If you don't jump to put jeans on, baby, you don't feel my pain. Don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. All right.
So I actually have a Megan Thee Stallion story.
Oh, okay.
You know how she got shot last week? She's
by
in
her
a,
date?
By her date, Troy Lanez. Tory Lanez. She was on some like confessional Instagram live, you know, ask me anything kind of thing. He shot her in the feet.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. I mean, they didn't really
both
go into
both of them
her,
or just the one. I thought it
I
was.
I think both her feet.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she said during the stream she had to have surgery to remove bullets after being shot in both feet a week ago after this party in the Hollywood Hills.
Well, that's y'all. Get out of here. Not fast enough.
Dance.
Yeah, we right. thought maybe she was trying to get away from the car and he was shooting her like, get back here, you. But turns out maybe he was all right. What's that one line? There was a song that was in the top 10 for a while where it was like, you know, it's the kid. And he's saying, you know, I have a gun that'll make you dance.
Oh, yeah. I
make
got
you a
one.
Dancer.
I got
one. Yeah.
The kid.
He was a kid. He's like a nerd rapper kid. I'll never think of his name. Never.
I know. I can't think of it right now.
You're not
anyway,
thinking of Logic, are
come
you?
On.
No. Nicole? It's a he's a black kid. He wears glasses.
Little Nas?
No. Some little something, though.
No.
Well, that's descriptive. There's
like
not baby.
Little baby.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can just look it up.
It doesn't matter. We get it. So the guy shot her in the feet, both feet.
Yeah, and she had to have surgery to get the.
Hold on. Here you go. It's called, it's by Little Tecca.
Little Tecca.
Yeah.
Little Tecca.
I would never guess that.
Oh, thank God. Jeez.
That's the line you're looking for, right?
I got turned two you twin two, right? So that's what Tory Lanez was trying to do. Just turn her into a dancer. Turn you into a dancer. So anyway, Megan Thee Stallion was shot in the feet. That is, as you say, the get out move. Get out of my car. I assume those are the sound effects.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that other than you really got to be
choosy with your friends?
No, I mean the carelessness by which you would shoot a gun at someone, and I guess he was aiming for her feet, and he's probably a good shot, but I still, you just wouldn't screw around with that. Like, I can't believe you would do that to somebody.
And actually, you know, listen, all the fact that you shouldn't really shoot anybody aside, shooting into the floor of a car, you're bound to hit something important under there.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
just
crazy.
Seems like a terrible idea, top to bottom.
I feel like you don't pull out your weapon unless your life is in danger, and that's when you shoot. That's the only time you would shoot.
Right.
At the gun range or when your life is in danger. I don't get what's, but I guess that's just, you know, of course that's what I would say.
Well, you know, you're a rational, normal human being. I think that this guy's got to be irrational and abnormal.
Well, he's in jail, right? Is he in jail?
Don't ask me.
He was arrested.
He was arrested, but, you know, right. My guess is, you know, somebody went and bailed. I don't know. Maybe if you fire a gun, you're stuck there. No bail for you. I truly don't know. All I know is I didn't realize she'd been shot in the feet, and it changes the whole thing for me. Like, whoa. Something to think on. So anyway, Megan Thee Stallion, Savage, is number six. Oh my God!
We're almost out of time.
We're not even. All right, I'm gonna run through these last ones.
I did
and we're
it.
Done.
I'm sorry. It was the male thing. I should have.
I
never
love
said
the.
That.
You know what? I love
that was
the
really
male
important,
thing. I love that it was important that people know how you feel about the male.
God.
At number five is Roses by Saint John. At number four,
damn.
Yeah, we're going fast. It's already 7:30. At number four is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. You don't even have to play that one. Everyone's heard it 50 million times.
All right.
DJ Khaled featuring Drake at number three, Pop Star. God, these two. Oh. Yeah, they're so unstoppable. Another one, DJ Khaled. At number two is What's Poppin', Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne. Okay. And number one again is DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch, and the song is Rockstar. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I don't know. You want to do celebrity trash? I feel terrible.
No,
I
ruined your whole brain.
I'm so stupid.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.